Case number 13218, Patrick Devaney seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located to the southwest side of Vintage Circle and to the north side of Port Avenue. The 911 address is 26074 Vintage Circle in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 10, parcel 547. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 2.7-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed sunroom.
Good evening. We'll have Mr. Sharp swear you both in.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Patrick Devaney, 26074 Vintage Circle, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Green, 2420 Meadow Road, Folsom, Maryland.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Free to present your case.
Thank you guys for your time and listening, and thanks for anybody that picked up the phone at your office today that talked me off the ledge that I got an email saying, "Hey, it's been approved, but we can't take checks," and all that good stuff. So, thanks for that. I want to thank Jimmy Green from the builder, Great Day Improvements. They have built a substantial amount of enclosures in the vines of Sand Hill where the property is located, and we are looking for, you know, just improve a little bit of the quality of life. My wife and I just moved down less than a year ago, really happy here. We are part-time until we get a job with insurance, but we can't wait to get down here and live 30 feet from my sisters who live right behind us. So we were ecstatic to find this situation. So we are just looking, it turns out, and this wouldn't have been in my conscience preliminarily looking, because we were actually weren't looking when my sisters were looking, they're a little bit older than us, but we wanted to be close to them. So this worked out. It turns out the land tapers a little bit, so that's probably the reason that we need a variance in this situation. So we're just looking to put a nice glass enclosure in the back, 10 by 15 and a half.
Does that complete your presentation?
I think so.
So do you have your packet there with you?
I do.
There's five criteria for that you answered in that application. Could you go through them pretty quickly? You don't have to read the entire 1 through 5, what it is, just your answers to that.
Okay. Uniqueness of the property, it's probably the tapering of the land, whereas if you look up the backyards of that section of land, everybody else has, just happens to have maybe twice as much distance between the back of the houses. That probably didn't necessarily, it probably made them not have to go through the zoning application. This would be, like I said, the most desirable location of this enclosure, considering we have, I have two sisters living right behind us. So it would be another easy, another easy access for them, actually. I'm just looking at number 3 here. Oh, well, I don't know if that falls into the same reasoning that I gave number 1, where the land tapers. Like, we didn't necessarily cause the encroachment, let's just say. I mentioned Great Day Improvements, who Jimmy works for, has done a fair number of these on a number of the houses. You can see them as you look up the backyards, just in our section of the development, right?
Just a question. The builders that built in that community put on porches that were not enclosed. So we've done size that they pre-existed. So all we needed to do was enclose that. Some folks choose screen only, some choose glass and screen.
Did any of those people have to seek a variance to get theirs enclosed?
No, they did not, because the lots were wider, but Mr. Devaney, lot kind of curves. Even the drawing, I'm shocked at the drawing, because it looks more significant when you're standing there. All that. to the home. So they had space, yes, sir, behind that to do it. Building will match aesthetically everything else.
Right, same colors, glass.
Same sign, same gable roof.
So it won't be standing out as a eyesore or anything?
So the house next door to you looks like it has either a porch or a room on it already?
And they just enclosed that. I think we were here 2 weeks ago. I think they just got that enclosed. But they did have the portico or whatever you would call that, the porch part, and then now they've just enclosed it. There's a slightly different, because I think their sliding doors are in the middle of the back of their house, where ours are at the far right, the aft right corner.
They've been very popular in that community. Because the builders, most of the time, I would safely say 99% rebuilt the existing foundation, gave through referrals from one homeowner to the next. Most a lot of that. Now, Mr. and Mrs. unfortunately didn't know that when we went to build theirs to match everyone else's, and he was a referral from one of my original customers in that community. And we designed and built a deck. It would encroach a few feet into setback as it curves through there. There's still plenty of room. It's just technically, by the tape measure, it's not.
Were those sufficient answers?
Do you consider Vintage Circle your front yard?
I'm sorry, say again?
You would consider Vintage Circle where your...
Yes, yeah, the front door faces Vintage, that is correct.
But and you're also on a corner and you...
Correct.
The side of your house faces Port Avenue as well.
The side of the house is Port, that is correct.
Small lot, it is 10 feet from the rear, right?
That's correct.
To be follow up on that point, Mr. Norwood, so the applicant's already gotten the benefit of a reduced rear yard because of small lot ordinance, is that correct?
It's not the small lot ordinance, it's the cluster subdivision. Okay. So,
the lots in this community have a 10-foot rear yard right. Setback. Okay.
Which is different than the a typical AR1 lot.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And what that means is that this community already gets the benefit of reduced setbacks compared to what you would see with a normal AR1 lot. Normally that would be 20 feet.
And what are we asking for? It's hard for me to see this.
2.7-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard. Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
That's correct.
I would keep the size of the other. That was important, too, when we were designing it, that it looked the same as the rest. We all project out from the house 10 feet. We're all a little over 14 feet wide. So that would, it would fit in gable roof glass. And it may not help. I don't know. I have an office staff, I'm trying to make excuses. I don't know what they sent you, but like I have a visual of the back of Mr. Devaney's property.
So if you're going to, we can't accept that.
Okay.
No. You know, don't, because unless you have a a copy that we
you can. You have to keep it.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know what Whitney at my office.
I'm going to instruct the board to disregard that.
Okay.
That's actually, you can describe it, we just can't see it.
You can't see it, right. It's just that as there's houses, really hard to see because I've been there many, many times for years. Really hard to see, but I can tell you that it seems to be the same amount of back of his house to his. I wasn't concerned at all when we were designing it. We just chose 10 because when we were sitting there and we were discussing it, I said, well, the rest of them are project out 10. think for your HOA's purposes, it would be better suited if we don't try to make it too big. Because in my job as designing, I have homeowners that have no problem with setback, and they're trying to figure out what size. So my job is to try to help that. That's what I do. And so we settled on the 10 because everyone else's pre-existing ones all through the community all project out 10.
Has the HOA approved the plan?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
And I assume, I mean, the one neighbor you talked to because it's your sister. It's.
Sorry, I missed your comment.
I said I was going to ask if you've talked to the neighbors about it. I said I assume you've talked to your sister.
Well, your timing of this meeting is great. They're over in Europe.
They're what?
They're in Europe.
Oh.
So jokingly, I'm saying, hey, they couldn't be here. It's a shame. Yeah. But obviously, they wouldn't put up a fight.
And did you talk to any other neighbors about it?
No. We're not down here full time. We still have yet to find a job with insurance down here, so we're going back and forth. So we really haven't met a lot of the neighbors other than the people behind us.
I don't see an approval letter from the HOA, which we would typically see. Do you have a letter from the HOA?
I'm trying to think of how the approval came through. There's a website that you do this through, and I think it would be through that website. I would have to check email if I got a letter separate from what the approval that was on the website for the development. Okay.
Any other questions from the board?
I just want to make sure I understand this right. The argument that you're raising is that this property differs from others in the neighborhood because of the tapering of the lot along Port Avenue. Is that right?
Right. So Vintage Circle, and then the parallel part of the circle would be Tannen, right? They're a little closer together. They're closer to one another at our corner at Port than they are as you move up towards the front of the towards the front of the development.
I guess the question I have is the front of your house goes right to the front yard setback. Like I'm looking at it's almost right to it. It's 20.6 feet at its closest point to Vintage Circle.
Okay.
All right. So it's maximizing the front yard building envelope.
Got it.
How does the tapering of the lot affect the rear? That would seem to affect potentially the side, but
well,
I gather you're not looking to build on the side at all. How does it affect the rear?
Well, it pushed the rear of the house closer to the house behind us. Like I said, if there's more room between, like if you go to the next set of houses, there's more distance between the back of those two houses. That's why the house right next to us they had already put the 10-foot portico on that house.
Well, when I look at the, and I'm just looking at the tax map.
Sorry.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear in the record.
Of course.
So the north side of your property, that property line is 100 feet length. From Vintage Circle to lot 292 is 100 feet. Is that right? That's what it shows on your survey.
Yeah, along Port Avenue there?
Yeah. No, not on Port Avenue. The boundary line that you have with lot 343 to the northwest.
Okay.
That's 100 feet. That's okay. What your survey says.
Got it.
When I look at your tax map, that appears to be the same depth as other lots in the neighborhood. When I look at the lots that are on Port Avenue that appear to be corner lots as well, which would include lot 292 to your rear, lot 546 across the street of Port Avenue, and another lot that I can't, 496, I believe.
Okay.
When I look at those, it looks like parcel, and again, this is coming from the tax map.
Understood.
You're pulling right from the plot book. Lot 546 says it's 73.5 feet, and then 36.8 feet at the corner there, which is the exact same as yours. And when I look at the lot behind that, it says 77.2 feet
right.
at 33.3 feet, which is identical to the lot 490, I guess that may be 497 but across the street.
If I may.
What's different? I'm sure.
Okay, so if you look at the lot next to us, they have 100.
Go up to if it's easier for you.
Oh, okay.
Give you some freedom of movement.
You see how lot 343 has 100 on each side? We've got 173. So that's how it gets pushed back.
But you don't have 73 because that curvature is part of that. So what I'm saying is I'm not comparing you with a lot 343 to your neighbor. I'm looking at 546, which is across the way. I'm looking at 292.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the one that's behind 546.
I don't know the size of the house on this, but I think it's a slightly smaller house, which, you know, maybe the house itself doesn't come back as close to this as ours does. That's
but how is the house, we're looking at the uniqueness of the property.
Okay.
So when I'm looking at that as a tax map, it looks identical in shape and size to at least the one across the street, and very similar in size and shape to others. So one of the things we have to be very mindful of at this board, particularly in a community that's a cluster division, subdivision that has reduced setbacks already,
right.
is not creating something that's going to create a domino effect with, you know, your neighbor at 546 seeking it, or going, hey, they got 2 feet in the setback. Why can't I get 2 feet in the setback? So my question for you is, what is different about this property as compared to other corner lots in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I guess I'm making the difference of this, possibly the size of the house versus the lot itself.
All right. Did you design? Was the house there when you bought it? Was it something?
It was built by Ryan Homes. They and Capstone they were the two builders in this development.
Okay. Yeah. And did you? Were you involved in the design or the building of the home?
We chose what home it was. They had three types, styles of homes.
Okay.
So you just chose one.
You can go back. The board can.
There weren't any like, oh, this, that, and the other thing. It was like, here's what your house is going to look like.
And is there a reason why? Because it does look like there might be more buildable area on the side. Is there a reason why you wouldn't be able to put something like this on the side toward the corner or the other side even?
I think we're thinking, since the sliding doors are at the aft right of the house, that it would lead right into.
So you have them go. Is there currently a patio or a porch there now?
No.
Okay.
We had two trees outside the back, and we moved it in anticipation of building the structure.
Have you looked at doing a deck or a patio instead?
The wife has her mindset on an enclosure. Okay. I'm a fan of her, so I'm with her.
Understood. All right, I don't know if the board has any other questions.
It's the bugs.
Are there bug issues there?
Oh, my gosh. It's the bugs. Trust me, I get calls all the time from people that. Calls all the time. I can't tell you how many units we've built.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the board? Sure. Any other questions?
I have nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You guys are sitting. Have a seat in the front.
Sure.
There.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13218? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13218? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I have one more question, actually. So it's 10 feet by 15.7.
So, Mr., you moved to reopen the record?
Oh, sorry, I moved to reopen.
Second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens? Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
I, too, vote of 4-0. We will reopen case number 13218.
So it's if you're asking for 2.7-foot variance and the proposed sunroom is 10 by 15.7, did you consider a way to shave off being in compliance?
Right.
So it would be possible.
Oh, absolutely. Give an honest answer.
I appreciate that.
That brings the question to me.
Okay.
What are you going to use the room for? Because are you going to put tables in there?
Right. Outdoor eating. An enclosed eating area. There's going to be electricity in there. There'll be a fan outside. If we're eating or not, it'd still be an outdoor seating area.
Other question?
One of my original customers in the vine, they actually gave her a nickname. He referred me to his sisters. He called me on his behalf. His employee's behalf to come down and meet with them. Husband have their enclosure and others. And fabulous lady, and she'd be willing to take her. So she loves her unit. But it's the bugs, it's the weather, and how many people don't benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the elements that these applications have to meet is that it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. So it sounds like you could design and build an enclosed structure that would not require variance, that would afford relief in the sense it would be a usable space for that they could enjoy, right?
That is correct. In all honesty, we can manufacture.
Is this the first one that you built or would have been tasked to build that has needed a variance?
Yes.
So every other one has been in compliance?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is the first one we've built in this new section, and I got to be honest, it's the first one that had a curve to it. It's almost like they were all built in straight lines. Now, some of the other streets up in the original curve to it, but they backed up the trees, backed up to a larger lot behind them. You can't see that on this view, but it's like another section of it. And there, like I said, a large number of them, whether it was a design that the homeowner picked out or whether it was the builder, all came pre-existing. A little bit more than depending on concrete that day. So they were never backed with, but they were all 10 as a projection.
Okay. I do have one other question, just because I had not noticed this before. Are there any steps that project off of this that go into the rear yard? No.
Into the grass. Okay. It's not even, it's just from the house down to the grass.
Okay, but my question is, will that step be closer to the rear yard than what the sunroom is?
Doors on the side.
Okay, so it will be within the building envelope.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Any other questions? Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we reopen this. We have to go through the. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13218? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13218? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we deny case number 13218 for Patrick Devaney. Property does have a slightly different shape based on the curve of the lot, but I don't think it meets the standard of unique conditions that create an exceptional practical difficulty. Due to those physical conditions, it is possible to develop the property in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. So variance is not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. And I think the main point for me is that the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief, and it sounds like the home could be used and reasonably enjoyed without and still be in conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. For that reason, I'm moving that.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
I'm going to go with nay.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I, too. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 13218 has been denied.